Lisa Thornton was at her daughter's soccer game in the fall, sitting by Highland High School's principal.
Started talking to him and asking him what some of the challenges were.
He responded
that he had several refugee students and different students moving into the school, and he was hoping to get some help.
Deidre Strait also asked where she was needed.
Principal Chris Jensen, who's awesome, suggested working with refugees.
The two women connected with Natalie Connolly and Mindy Rich.
It's amazing how much you can do once you just ask, and it just exploded from there.
On a recent Thursday, Deidre pointed out pieces of a giant map on the floor. Thursdays are for lunch and an activity with 20 to 30 students from different backgrounds.
And the whole idea is to have a cultural exchange, and this Thursday lunch activity is called The Exchange.
These moms also volunteer in the ESL and English Language Development classes.
So you might have 20 or
20 students, but then you get to work with maybe 2 to 4.
Their good work is growing.
Parents come in the one time and they're converted. You know, they love the kids. They feel like what they're doing is really helpful. And you get a lot from the kids yourself.
I mean, that's great, parents connecting with the refugee population, but their own peers connecting with them. Mm-hmm. And that takes, that's harder. So mm-hmm. It takes a little more time.
Yeah.
Especially in high school, but it'll happen.
It's happening for Lisa's daughter already.
My daughter got reassigned to a different class at the semester break. And she said, I walked in and didn't know anyone. And then there was one of the refugee students, and she knew him. And so she said, I went and sat by him, and now they're good friends. Whenever they're anywhere in the school, they find each other.
They want the Thursday Exchange to become a club where refugee and immigrant students can take on leadership roles. They're working on after-school clinics. They want these efforts to last beyond their time at Highland High.
You see all these things on the news and these issues, and our kids are going to school with kids that have been through these things and they don't even know it. And so I like the idea of giving them an opportunity to connect at their own high school locally with other kids that have so much to offer from the experiences they've been through.
And we're hoping that that's what our kids will do, is see that you can help and it's not scary and here's how you do it. And so in every setting then they will be helpers.
Helpers because of their mom's examples. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.